Hi, welcome back to Unmasked. I'm Kaylee Deliacono,
Sage Medicola,
and Abby Bedell.
So today we want to talk about everything that's going on in this country and the fact that we're finally recognizing that racism and police brutality is a huge issue within our country. For me, I think part of the problem is our education system. We don't ever talk about current events in school. We don't really know a lot about the government in general. And without acknowledging that there are problems within this country and being able to form our own opinions, starting as children and thinking, creating ideas for our own based off of unbiased information, we won't be able to create a change.
I think school should be a place where you're supposed to get educated at. And when your only education about current events and stuff that's happening in the actual world is from your parents, it could get biased and it could formulate the wrong opinion in some cases.
Yeah, and our school, like the Sachem community, is predominantly white, and when you have the privilege to learn about systemic racism instead of living through it, why wouldn't you take the opportunity to teach young white people of color, every type of child, every race of child, about systemic racism? Because we're sitting here in a community where not everybody even knows what that is. They don't experience it because most of the times kids just take the opinions of their parents, and it doesn't mean that their parents' opinion is necessarily wrong, but in a neighborhood where it's mainly white community, they need to learn about what's going on in black communities where a lot of minorities are living, because we don't talk about that in school. So unless they go home and their parents take it upon themselves to teach them, or they take it upon themselves to learn about it, a lot of people are just ignorant on the situation. And then now when we're finally shedding light on it in America, people are choosing the wrong side of history. They're not along with the movement, which it's amazing to me that we don't talk about it in school, because this is not politics at the end of the day. This is what's going on. We need to be fully aware of the problems in this country.
It's sad.
Basic human rights.
Yeah. It's sad that some people are kind of, I don't think they're getting offended, but a lot of people are posting or saying right now, protesting, saying Black Lives Matter. And I feel like especially some people within the Sachem community are getting angry and saying Blue Lives Matter, which I agree. All people do matter, but right now we need to focus on the fact that Black Lives Matter too, because they can't be a part of that. If they're not a part of the all right now, that's like, it just doesn't make sense to say that. We need to make sure that Black Lives Matter before we start saying All Lives Matter, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. All lives can't matter until Black lives do. And as we can see in this country, whether we believe it or not, this country treats Black people as if they do not matter. And saying Black Lives Matter is not excluding anybody else. It is simply a statement that's saying right now we need to focus on the people who need that help the most. You cannot say Blue Lives Matter, because those people can go home and take off their uniform. All lives matter, but you starting a movement saying All Lives Matter is a directly undermining the movement of Black Lives Matter, because right now we need to focus on the community that needs the most help. You can see George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and hundreds of other names being killed by police brutality alone, not to talk about the KKK and many other hate crimes who are coming directly for the Black community, that this country decides, our president, I'm sorry, but he decides to ignore. He has, like, just this year, a Black man made a hate crime. It doesn't click in my head.
I don't support the way the president is handling this right now.
Not even one bit.
I don't support Trump.
No.
I don't support Trump.
This isn't politics, but I don't support Trump.
Yeah, I know this is political now, but, like, the way that he's ignoring what's going on, he literally called the protesters and rioters.
He called them thugs.
Thugs.
But when people want to get out of the pandemic,
white people are protesting with rifles, fully armed rifles, they are very nice people who just want their lives back because they can't get a haircut. But when Black people and everybody, not even just Black people, everyone is protesting lives being lost, people being killed, we are thugs.
Years.
We're tear gassed. We are shot at. The three of us and many of our friends have taken upon ourselves to go to protests, and we are scared to go because we're scared the police are going to harm us. We're scared that there will be white supremacists there because we live on Long Island, and one of them is going to come for us because I am Black, you know, and come for me and do something. Like, I shouldn't be scared to go to a peaceful protest.
It's insane that, like, over 1,000 protesters were arrested when all the protesters were trying to fight for justice for George Floyd, who was kneeled on by a police officer for 8 minutes. 8 minutes while three other cops stood there and watched as he was unconscious. We were trying to get those people arrested, and it took how many days? 12 days? Or something days. Insane.
Complete and chaos.
They arrested 1,000 protesters before they arrested people who watched an innocent man get murdered. How does that
and
make
that
sense?
And that was, like, the out of most, oh, I think out of all of the police brutality, like, police brutality cases, that was the fastest time it took for them to be, there to be consequences for what they've done, and it took global attention. Are we not going to mention Breonna Taylor? I don't even think her officers were fired
they
yet.
Weren't.
Let alone
they just opened up
her
case.
They just reopened the case because there needed to be national and not even national, global attention on this. Why do we need to all say something in order to for there to be justice for our Black people? I don't understand it. Why are there hundreds of other names that still have not had any justice at all? And then there's people who can sit here and disagree with what we're doing. We just want. We want justice.
We want them to get recognized.
No one's saying we don't care about white lives or we don't care about police officers. We're saying that we need to focus on the issue at hand, and it's that innocent Black people are being killed, and then on top of that, their murderers are not being charged or arrested because they're police officers. What man, what person should be able to hold that power just because of their profession? That is why we say the police system needs to change. There needs to be reform.
People that are saying there are just a few bad apples that are doing this, that doesn't make sense. Think about pilots. Think about doctors. If there were a few bad apples and all of a sudden planes started going down and they just said, oh, it was just a bad pilot.
Get revoked. Yes.
Yes, the system needs to be changed. Police officers are not above the law. That's all that they're asking. That's all that protesters are asking for. So even if you are a good cop, then you will support the changes that need to be made. You will tell the companies and the people that other cops need to be arrested when they do things that are not correct. It's not a big deal. We're not trying to say that all cops are evil. We're saying the system they work for is not right. It is not fair.
And when this job is something that is so high in the United States system and it is needed, we're not saying it's not needed. We need it. We need cops. We need cops in this country. They just can't be biased. When the profession is that high in the United States, it can't be corrupt. Like, there's no way. If you're taking care of people's lives, you cannot. It can't be like that.
Yeah. This is a system that has no room for a few bad apples.
Like,
you cannot just fire the people or charge or whatever. Take away the few bad apples because that doesn't... The system should not allow for there to be a few apples. How many more names do there need to be until we reform the system? This is why we are protesting. This is why this is getting global attention, because we want the change now. We don't want there to be another George Floyd or Breonna Taylor or anybody for that matter, because it's not fair that this has been going on for literally... hundreds of years. Black people have been being ignored in this country, and now when we finally shed light on the situation, people get upset over it, and I just, like, it doesn't make sense.
It's sad.
In my head, it doesn't make sense.
And when you're silent, it's deafening.
Every single...
Because you should be angry about this. You shouldn't be able to sit back and see what's going on and just be like, oh, this I'm white, or whatever. This doesn't have anything to do with me, because I'm not going to sit here and lie. I've seen a lot of people on Instagram and social media who are not people of color, and they just choose to not say anything or do anything, and I can't see what they're doing behind closed doors. But if you're not being openly, like, passionate about this and at least recognizing that this is a huge issue, then your silence is deafening and your silence is betrayal and for me, for everyone.
Just because it doesn't affect you doesn't mean you can't stand up for other people. And I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me.
It does affect you. This is your country.
This is your country. And then people that get mad at the protesters, that doesn't make sense either. They are good Americans. That's what America should stand for. Americans should want change. They should want to continuously progress and continuously get better as a country.
America was brought up off of riots. The American Revolution was a riot. Stonewall Revolt. What was it? Stonewall Walk?
Yeah, Stonewall.
That was a riot. Like, everything. It comes off of riots. Don't ever tell me riots don't work, because they do. Look at right now. They're trying to get the 50A bans off. Choking holds off. Breonna Taylor's case open. George Floyd's murder.
Finally arrested. No, I think the protests are actually having a huge effect on this country, and we're recognizing that systemic racism is a real problem for the first time.
Yeah, and there's power to the people. If we all come together and do something about it, that there will be change. And the last, I think it's been a couple weeks now, has proven that, because we've seen a lot of change, and that this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning.
And it goes above Instagram posts. You have to be signing petitions, going to protests, speaking out, changing people's minds, having the conversations that you're
talking
not,
about it.
Just because you're not comfortable with it, you have to talk about it one day or another. Like, this is your world
you're
shaping it.
Yeah, if you're uncomfortable about talking about racism, how do you feel? What do you think the people that are experiencing experiencing racism their whole lives feel. Like I can speak for us and our friends. We talk about this literally every single day. This is all we've been talking about because this is the thing that matters the most in the world. I am the only black person in our friend group, but that doesn't matter. We all talk about it. We want to talk about it. This is something that you guys are allies, and we all see the problem, and we see that there needs to be change. And I think everybody, especially if you're in the youth group, you should be talking about this. Like, this is important.
It's not enough to just not be racist. It's time to start being anti-racist. You have to talk. Don't be scared of your family members. Don't be scared of what a certain group of people will think of you. Just speak up and stand up for what you believe in. This isn't about politics. Again, this is about human rights. So you can't be scared anymore to stand up for a whole community within our country. It's not right.
Mm-hmm. And the community needs help right now. They're outnumbered. Like, they need allies. Like, everyone has to go against them right now. And they have to help out. Get rid of the systemic racism in this country.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Unmasked.
Bye.
Bye.